Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 250, entitled Be Malleable in the Lord. I woke up listening to the latest prophetic message from Celestial of the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. The word of the Lord is being confirmed as evidenced by the increasing madness that is happening. Spiritual activity is ramping up, and chapter 32 in the book of Numbers is confirming what the Lord is speaking over my life. Let me give you synonyms for being exceptionally malleable. To be extremely flexible. Very versatile. Unbelievably transformative. Unusually pliable. Extremely changeable. Incredibly customizable. And exceedingly alterable. As we read about these groups of men, I want you to recognize the circumstances that led them to fully trust in the Lord, along with the above attributes. Because we have come into a time where you will need these characteristics, along with complete obedience to survive while thriving spiritually. There is a saying that when Jesus is ready to bring you into a place, everyone cannot come. But let me also add that others will not want to come. Now the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad had very large herds of cattle, and they saw the land of Jezer and the land of Gilead on the east side of the Jordan River. And indeed, the place was suitable for raising livestock. So the sons of Gad and of Reuben came and spoke to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the leaders of the congregation, saying, "The country around Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elealeh, Sebam, Nebo, and beyond. The land which the Lord conquered before the congregation of Israel is a land suitable for livestock, and your servants have very large herds of livestock." They said, "If we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Do not take us across the Jordan River." Numbers chapter 32, verses 1 through 5 of the Amplified Version. Let me point out the humble meekness in these men. They had the full realization that it was God alone that had defeated their enemies, and that they themselves were just vessels that he chose to use to do so. But Moses, as the leader that he was, is going to ask questions. Commanding transparency, he needed a full understanding to make a well-informed decision. He also did not believe that any man should sit on the sidelines while allowing others to do for them. There was no sense of entitlement in him, nor would he allow it in the children of Israel. He knew the importance of unity, of integrity, harmony, and walking together in agreement. It is confirmed. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos chapter 3, verse 3 of the King James Version. And again, "Iron sharpeneth iron, So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Proverbs 27, verse 17 of the King James Version. But Moses said to the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben, "Shall your brothers go to war while you sit here? Now why are you discouraging the hearts of the Israelites from crossing over into the land which the Lord has given them? This is what your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the hearts of the Israelites so that they did not go into the land which the Lord had given them. And the Lord's anger was kindled on that day, and he swore an oath, saying, None of the men who came up from Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not followed me completely, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have followed the Lord completely." Numbers chapter 32, verses 6 through 12 of the King James Version. Now Moses is about to give them a stern warning. After he reminds them of the punishments for their father's disobedience. To be even more impactful before we proceed, the Holy Ghost is saying that this is a grave problem among Christians, and the truth as to why it is so. Because those who are truly of God will be of one mind no matter how much space and time separates them. And so it is for Satan's children. There is no straddling the fence. Meditate on that. Particularly when you see false prophets, deceivers, and the like professing to cast out evil spirits. Number one, knowing their thoughts, Jesus said to them, "Any kingdom that is divided against itself is being laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will continue to stand." If Satan casts out Satan, that is, his demons, he has become divided against himself and disunited. How then will his kingdom stand? Matthew chapter 12, verses 25 to 26 of the King James Version. And number two, the harsh truth. They went out from us, seeming at first to be Christians, but they were not really of us, because they were not truly born again and spiritually transformed. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out teaching false doctrine, so that it would be clearly shown that none of them are of us. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19 of the Amplified Version. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them to wander in the wilderness 40 years until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was consumed. And behold, you are risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men, to augment yet the fierce anger of the Lord toward Israel. For if you turn away from after him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness 40 years, and you shall destroy this people. Numbers chapter 32, verses 13 through 16 of the King James Version. Moses was warning them that if they did not enter the land to conquer it together, if they refused to wholly follow the Lord, that they would relive their father's judgments in increasing severity, wandering in the wilderness, unable to enter the promised land, and that they would be destroyed. The entire congregation would be completely wiped out. And they came near unto him and said, "We will build sheepfolds here for our cattle, and cities for our little ones. But we ourselves will go ready, armed before the children of Israel, until we have brought them unto their place. And our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return unto our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on yonder side Jordan or ford, because our inheritance is fallen to us on this side Jordan eastward." Numbers chapter 32, verses 16 through 19 of the King James Version. These men held the Lord in such high esteem and trust that they were willing to leave their wives and children and all that they had to help their brothers claim their rightful inheritance. I want you to remember that this is the land of the Nephilim. They intended to build the walled cities because they were not fully wiped out. Trust in the Lord is vital, because what refuge can mere men build that would protect them from the sons of fallen angels and women? And even when these giants died, they became demons roaming in the earth. Think on this with the times that we are in. And Moses said unto them, "If you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord, until he hath driven out his enemies from before him, and the land be subdued before the Lord, then afterward you shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." Numbers chapter 32, verses 20 to 23 of the King James Version. Before we go on, there are two key points that I want to give you. The inhabitants, whether man or principality, are enemies of Jesus. It is clearly written that if you are not with him, you are against him. Secondly, as his true prophet has been warning us, these principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places are returning, as being evidenced right now with alien sightings, in this strange fog, ramped up demonic activity, mental illness, and a government that is causing mass hysteria to further their evil agendas. Moses spoke volumes when he said, "Your sin will find you out." Build you cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do that which proceeded out of your mouth. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben spake unto Moses, saying, "Thy servants will do as my Lord commandeth. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our cattle shall be there in the cities of Galaad. But thy servants will pass over every man armed for war before the Lord to battle, as my Lord saith. Numbers chapter 32, verses 24 to 27 of the King James Version. As spoken of earlier, these two tribes possessed godly virtues and characteristics. Being led by the Spirit, they were walking in their roles as protectors. Their concern was not just for their possessions, but first and foremost of the safety of their wives and children. Some may say, then why did they leave them behind? Only Jesus can be everywhere at once. Only Jesus can protect us. It is impossible to fight in the spiritual realm as mere flesh. No man can prevent death or protect their loved ones from him, no matter the proximity. Neither will God share his glory with these false gods that are beginning to manifest. They trusted that God would keep them. When you think about it, what choice do we really have? But this is my Father's strength. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 39 to 40 of the King James Version. Let me explain this further as the Spirit is giving utterance. Man is tearing the veil that is allowing these things entrance into our lives. We were warned that they are not of him, and he will not stand with them. Ever. We will be left to deal with the aftermath of idolatry and sin. But God only will deliver his remnant. The biblical definition of remnant refers to a small group of people who remain faithful to God after hardships and catastrophes, despite widespread unbelief and faithlessness. So concerning them, Moses commanded Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And Moses said unto them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over Jordan, every man armed to battle before the Lord, and the land shall be subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall